Terry McLaurin scored 13 touchdowns in 2024 and 3 in 2025. And the second number is closer to who he is. Add a 10-game season and his age, and you have a proven receiver in a genuinely uncertain spot. The Muffin 2026 preview. The 2025 season was elite. When active, rarely active, 38 catches, 582 yards, 3 touchdowns in 10 games, with a 23% target share and 37% of the air yards when he played. The signature was a Week 13 overtime touchdown against Denver, his biggest day at 22 points in a game Washington still lost. The usage was alpha, the availability and the scoring were not. The arc is the cautionary tale, a steady 1,000-yard floor for years, then a 13-touchdown spike in 2024 that vaulted him to WR14, and then 2025, the touchdowns regressed to 3 and the body broke down. The 13-touchdown season was the outlier. The receiving line underneath it was always more WR2 than WR1. What the data says, the volume when healthy is real and sticky. A 23% share is a genuine alpha role, but he's a career year 7 receiver now. The age band where decline accelerates and the touchdown rate that made his best season already came back to earth. You're buying a proven aging vet whose ceiling year was touchdown inflated. Muffed! The situation has 2 injury variables. Per the reports, McLaurin missed about 7 games with a quad and hip flexor issue, and Jaden Daniels missed roughly half the year with an elbow injury, so the down year was partly his own health and partly his quarterback's. Both are reportedly healthy and back at OTAs, which is the bull case. A full season of a healthy Daniels and a healthy McLaurin could restore the floor. The price, pick 45.5, the 22nd receiver. Verdict, watch list, the proven volume and a healthy Daniels argue for a bounce, but the age, the injury year, and the regressed touchdown spike are real drags, and which level is real is genuinely unclear. The counter for him, when he and Daniels were both on the field, the usage was WR1 caliber. Against, that's 2 health bets on a year 7 receiver. September watch, his and Daniels' health, the whole question, and the touchdown rate, somewhere between the 13 and the 3. Your guys, every week, next previews queued.